The Sapir-Whorf hypothesis is named after Edward Sapir and Benjamin Whorf. Edward Sapir was a student of well-known anthropologist Franz Boas, who studied Native American languages. Benjamin Whorf was Sapir's student. His interest in linguistic relativity led him to study Native American languages, such as Hopi, to understand how grammatical systems affect speakers' perceptions of the world. Before becoming a linguist, Whorf worked for an insurance company as a chemical engineer. He started to notice that many fires occurred due to misunderstandings of the term empty. While used gas barrels were considered empty of liquid gas, they still contained flammable gas fumes that could start fires. This problem prompted further reflection on how language shapes perception.